You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly movie cat. Fuck. Start over.
It washed over you.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly movie podcast discovering the disturbing, the extreme, and everything in between. I'm Chris, and I am joined by...
Hi, my name's Lisa. I'm what some people call a sex addict.
Lisa.
Hello.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm good. I like my little intro thing. Yeah. Makes me happy going into the podcast. And you're also joined by...
And we're also joined by...
Bo. Oh my God.
That's me.
That's Bo. How are you, Bo?
Gay.
Hell yeah. Before we get started today, I got some shit to tell you.
Okay.
Here's an email. It's from James. OKC James. Hey! Wait, that's my email to James. Glad you liked the episode. All right. This is James's email. Hey! It's James again. Love the episode on Sallow. Full disclosure, I've never actually seen it and didn't recommend it because I thought you'd like it, but I wanted to hear you guys discuss it. Lisa's commentary during the film was magical.
He's talking about the cannoli part.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't listened to the episode still, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, you implied, and not even implied, outright stated, that you now prefer circumcised dicks given their comparable nature to a cannoli. Cream center included. And that's going to excite a lot of people,
and Chris,
out there.
And Chris left that in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting a lot looser with the edits. So if you don't want something in, don't say it.
I don't know what I'm saying the whole time. Just expecting you to cut it off.
Yeah, no, because you also went on like a sort of uncomfortably long rant about how you know, just like when I eat a cannoli, I let it set in between my ample bosoms, sort of like a heater, kind of like an oven lamp.
Yeah, no, I didn't say that.
It got a little fucking off the rails.
But. It was kind of wild. I'm into it. But,
yeah. No.
I would also like to mention that Lisa has started reading.
For the first time in her entire life. No.
Yeah. So give her some words of encouragement.
Yeah.
She's working through Hop on Pop right now.
Oh my God.
No, Lisa has
started. How many books did you read last year, Chris?
If you give a mouse a cookie.
Zero. Probably zero. I don't know.
No, that's the joke, because Lisa and I are like the book club nerds.
Yeah. I was like, because I know for sure I read like 165, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I think I might have hit the 200 mark, but I'd have to check. I know I was like right around 180 on my little.
Yeah.
I know I bought at least 200 books last year.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Lisa set her goal at 150 books, and she fucking smashed it this year, dude.
Yeah.
Voracious.
So she has started reading The 120 Days of Sodom. Now,
yes.
What I need you guys to do, if you are interested in Lisa doing book reviews on extreme, disturbing books, I need you to go on Instagram, find... Lisa, what the fuck are you watching? And I need you to direct message her and tell her that she has got to start doing book reviews.
Pictures of uncircumcised penises to the front of the line.
Make sure they have cream fillings.
Oh my god.
Gotta have cream.
I gotta listen to this episode tomorrow.
It's also mail day here at the What the Fuck Are You Watching studio.
Oh yeah.
So we got a small little package here. I'm gonna open it up.
Okay.
Let's do some Foley work here.
Is it W-2?
It's motherfucking Love Dumb.
Yeah.
It is a short film, so I think I'm going to grab maybe one more Sam Hill short film, and we'll do a little double episode on it.
A Sam Hill double down.
Yeah! We got to come up with a good name for that one.
Sam Hill Sick Suck.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Breed me, daddy. Why do the gays say breeding when it's literally breeders who breed?
I wondered the same thing.
Why is it breed me, daddy, and it's a boy saying it?
I don't know.
Get a grip.
Dudes say that?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah. Breed me.
Whoa, Lisa, what the fuck are you watching?
I am watching I Drink Your Blood from 1971.
Shit. Now, this is a listener recommendation from the one and only iPod Todd.
Yeah.
Hey.
Now, I think Todd has given us a little history lesson with this one, because this was the first film ever to be rated X by the MPAA based on violence alone.
Oh, okay.
You know, a lot of things were rated X for, you know, nudity and sexual content. Uh-huh. This one got the X from pure violence.
Okay.
So, we got a little, you know, historical landmark here, I think, with I Drink Your Blood. This is also kind of a grindhouse type movie. It is 100% a grindhouse type movie.
That was a double feature.
Yeah, it was a double feature paired with I Eat Your Flesh, or no, I Eat Your Skin. This one is written and directed by David E. Durston, starring Bhaskar Roy Chowdhury. Bhaskar Roy Chowdhury. Jaden.
Yeah, probably Chowdhury.
Jaden Wong, Rhonda Fultz, George Patterson, Riley Mills, John Damon, a whole lot of others.
A lot of people.
There's a little storyline for you. This one's from Josh Pasnak.
Yeah.
A band of Satanist hippies roll into a town and begin to terrorize the local folk. They rape a local girl, and her grandfather goes after them. He fails and is given LSD.
Is that really a failure?
This bothers his grandson, who gets back at the hippies by feeding them meat pies infected with blood from a rabid dog. They turn into crazed lunatics and start infecting and or killing everyone and everything in their path. That sounds fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gave my grandpa LSD, so I'm going to give you meat pies with infected dog blood.
Turn them into rabid fucking satanic hippies, dude.
I guess AIDS wasn't a thing yet, was it?
I guess not. David E. Durston. That's only has 7 director credits. Died in 2010. His last director credit was for Manhole in 1978. That sounds super gay.
Manhole.
Oh, it is gay. 2 vice cops infiltrate New York City's gay underworld to entrap homosexuals who engage in illegal sex acts.
Oh my gosh.
Not entrap.
That's terrible.
That's another X-rated boy.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Old gay stuff is really depressing.
Yeah.
19th century.
For different reasons than new gay stuff is depressing. New gay stuff is also depressing, but it's for entirely different reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, you might be wondering, you know, I am greatly worried about satanic hippies, and I would like to teach my kids the dangers of hippies and or Satanism. Can I show my children this movie? Luckily, we have the parents' guide to guide us. Sex and nudity's been rated moderate. Occasional sexual comments made in the film. Nothing overly crude and never R-rated. Comments include that a woman needs to be riveted.
Physically?
Yeah. Riveted, reamed, tapped. It's all machinist terminology.
Yeah.
Female nudity seen during opening satanic ritual.
Hell yeah.
Running naked women, bare butts of dudes.
Gross.
Yeah. A woman with rabies makes a comment that implies she has had sex with many of the men she's standing with.
Oh my gosh.
Many men. Many, 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 many men have come in me.
Oh, man.
Violence and gore has been rated severe. The violence is very fake. The violence in the film is very graphic and gory.
Yeah.
Okay. The film opens with a chicken getting its throat slit. We see blood spray and pour out.
I don't give a fuck about a chicken.
Yeah, that's like a... Oh, my God. What was it? Bouquet?
Oh,
yeah.
Flower. Yeah.
Flower, flesh, and blood.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, dude, I wrecked, like, I don't know, at least 80 chickens the other night just from eating their wings.
I eat a dozen eggs almost daily.
Yeah, so...
Get fucked, chickens.
A man's feet are cut. We see much blood drip out. Mm. An old man is punched in the stomach. He spits out a lot of blood, which stains his shirt.
Oh, no.
A man is kicked in the groin. Profanity has been rated mild. Some uses of the word shit, damn, ass, and hell.
Oh, no.
Alcohol, drugs, and smoking has been rated moderate. Hippies take LSD, among other narcotics. Frightening and intense scenes has been rated severe. The entire film is remarkably intense and full of shock scares. There's a shock every few minutes. The intense tone and horror of the film is quite constant. And relentless.
Woo.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a review for you. 1 out of 10 stars. It's titled "Pass the Barf Bag." About the worst piece of stinking garbage ever seen. Shocking. Nope. Gross. You bet. Seems everyone in this film and behind the lenses is tripping on acid. Enough said.
Oh. Sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah. What do you say we watch this movie?
Yeah, let's watch this movie.
Are you excited?
I'm not.
Good.
Are you riveted?
No.
Are you reamed?
No.
Is your muffin buttered?
No.
Would you like us to assign somebody to butter your muffin?
No.
You're groaning right now. I need you to be moaning.
Yeah. Not a lot of moaning, Lisa.
Yeah.
Going live.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is very 70s. I wonder if this will be even the real version because of fucking...
Maybe.
It was at this point Chris realized that streaming services only offer the R-rated cut of the film. He also thought that 1 hour and 23 minutes did not equal 83 minutes. Chris is an idiot. You can purchase the X-rated cut of the film through Grindhouse Releasing. There is a link in the show notes.
I checked out run times.
Similar?
Well, they're all fucking different, but there's like a 70-something minute one, and then there's like a 80-something minute one. This one's hour 23, so I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Well, this is 83.
Oh, shit. This is 83?
Yes, an hour and 23 minutes would be 83 minutes.
It sure would.
Fuck, this isn't the one I want, I don't think.
Right, well. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know.
Why?
I think we want the 73-minute one.
Why?
That's shorter.
The 73-minute is supposed to be the fucking crazy one.
That makes no sense.
I know.
Yeah.
In its original 73-minute form, I Drink Your Blood was rated X by the MPAA. The film was re-edited, different scenes were added, and the film was released R-rated at 83 minutes.
That is so fucking weird.
We made it longer and worse. That's a hot take there.
That's crazy.
We just gotta fucking go with it, man.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
Okay, so we could only... Unfortunately, we can only find the R-rated cut. So we will not be watching the X-rated cut tonight. Disappointed in myself.
That's all right. I'll flash my dick.
All right.
It'll be all right.
Let's watch this movie.
I like what's going on here.
It's a rabid hippie right there.
It's a...
Yeah. Doesn't immediately make you think foaming at the mouth.
You ever been sucked off by a crackhead?
No.
Yeah.
Unfortunately not.
They're probably very enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can, once they set their mind to something.
And afterwards, their face looks just like that.
Pretty much.
I just sucked a dick, didn't I?
Yeah. Was that your penis? Alrighty, we're in business, I think. Is it showing?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this acceptable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, it was very loud for me.
Let it be known to all the spirits that I am a Capricorn living in the 10th house.
Not the Power Ranger move.
Oh,
it's Morphin
time. Great body, though.
Capricorn!
He's the Capricorn.
Reborn.
He's the goat.
Let all the spirits hear. I am the firstborn son of Satan.
I think that girl's gonna get in trouble. She's hiding behind the tree with her clothes on. That's not allowed.
And together we'll all freak out.
Oh my gosh.
Together we'll all freak out.
As they have a naked lady laid out like a feast.
Hell yeah.
Oh no, here comes the chicken. That was pretty gross to watch.
Yeah.
This is pretty gross to watch.
Chicken blood on the titties.
Yeah, just hell drizzling yeah. It all over.
Does what? Satan get pissy about sacrifices like it's God does?
You know, the thing of it is, there are conflicting schools of thought on that.
Because I think if you sacrificed a chicken to God, he would not be happy about it.
He wouldn't. He had a lot of fucking specific... He was very prissy about his fucking sacrifices.
Okay. She's with me. She's a local kid.
In the Old Testament.
Can't be inviting the local girls here. I'll look at her limping away. Looks like the girl limping away and daddy. Just so you know. I think she got raped.
Oh.
Yeah, but these guys are all way hotter than daddy was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look like she's doing too good.
Yeah, look at her. Oh man, her legs are fucked up.
Run and get your grandfather, Pete.
I'm gonna get your grandfather. Is this the grandson that shoots rabid dogs?
Oh man.
Dude, that'd be fucking great.
I hope so. I hope it's this little 9-year-old fuck. I'll show these hippies.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. What is this diction with which he speaks?
Dude, I don't know.
I don't know.
He's kind of got like a... You'll have to make it to the next town on foot. An Indian thing going on, right? Or,
yeah, he is.
But he has the strangest accent.
Ah.
It's strange to like give in to half the stereotype, but then go transatlantic with the voice. I'm not sure. Yeah, true.
Population 40.
So it's going to be 48.
But I guess who's oh, sometimes the face isn't hot.
Yeah.
I think it's just the body, honestly.
Yeah, you might be right.
I thought he was a pretty good looking dude there for a minute. Too.
No, he's got the fucking jawline and the cheekbones, but yeah. Then that was not a good angle.
Yes, there's a Dr. Oaks. I'm sure Roger would let him.
Dr. Oaks?
Can't you do something yeah. for him, Grandpa?
Is this Pokemon?
Somebody certainly treated her like one.
What do you think happened?
Nobody around here could have done it.
I think she got railed, honey.
She was playing too many games of blind man.
She played blind man.
I bet it was daddy.
It's always daddy.
My God.
Hey, you, wait a minute.
I'm driving with the kid hanging out the window.
I know you've got problems, but so do I. We've got to talk.
I'm going to start starting every conversation like that. I know you've got problems, but so do I.
That car's not sounding good. The car is on the fucking brink. What is going on?
Is that the car or the damn project?
Yeah, I was like, it might be the equipment in the background.
Oh, okay.
There's nobody left in Valley Hills because of your damn dam.
Not the damn jokes. On me,
huh? Yeah, damn, he's also damn. Hot. Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad used to always tell the damn jokes.
I'm sorry.
Were people in the 70s just like super hot or what, dude? So
isolated. Well, they were for like 20 minutes. And then they hit like 30 and it was a fucking wrap. It can't be
soon enough. Was it fucking like Woodstock happened? Fucking game over. Girl. And a good thing. Fucking wreck, dude.
When Frank yeah. killed.
Hey. Honey, rape is a little out of an engineer's domain.
Big help you are.
Look, I'll do what I can.
Engineers don't rape detective. People.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mrs. Nash. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
They'd get too caught up in the logistics of the rape and the...
Hey, the madness of city life.
Yeah, the structural integrity of the rape.
Yeah.
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 Hip is all over our place.
This place is fun.
The fuck was that Mickey Mouse shit?
Yeah.
We ought to do them like we did last
time. Oh, my God.
String them up. We should just string them up.
I'm hungry.
What a rat hole to get stuck in. You're beautiful, but if you ain't careful, I'm going to skin your ass alive.
I'm a Capricorn.
Yeah. They react to the hippies just like the hippies think they're going to react to them. Oh, no, hippies.
Are you open for business?
We have a few meat pies left. Any milk?
We have a hungry bunch waiting out there. You see, we are all members of a rock music group.
What's
we
a meat pie? On to play an
engagement. It's a pie made of meat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's literally just that?
Yes.
It is. I happen to know of a place we could you haven't seen Sweeney Todd?
My wife isn't feeling so good.
I got one on the way.
Well, the hotel's been boarded up now for 2 years.
I'm uncultured, man.
The houses are coming down in another few weeks.
How much?
Oh, I'll settle for $5.
These ones are garbage versions, so I like the Indian version meat pies. It's basically like a
the Lord
like a hot like pocket. A, the
Lord yeah, it's like a fry bread filled with fucking almost like taco meat.
Oh, okay. It's like a what is it, like a chicken pot pie? It's just
that's what that version is.
Yeah.
That's so she was version. So she was nice to him, and she gave him some cakes. And she only charged them $5 for all their stuff.
Pick a house. Any empty house. The whole
and he told her, he told her the Lord will bless you. The Lord will bless you.
This is a hell of a party of people, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
and what's up with the rapier? The sword?
This is seriously...
Why do the rapers have a rapier?
Like... A party that you would assemble in like Dragon Quest or something, dude.
Yeah, we gotta put this bitch is in full.
Yeah,
I'm a geisha gown.
Uh huh.
Because she's shiny.
I think the one in the muumuu thing is pregnant.
This is the village people.
Yeah, she's in a broken chair now. So
many others. Oh, is she pregnant? Is that why she gets a movie?
I think so.
That's also why everything she sits in immediately breaks.
Yeah.
You know,
she's
like
just
pregnant.
So big because she's pregnant.
Can't ever find a chair.
Oh, the little boy's watching them break into the house.
It ain't safe to go in there.
Why not?
It's haunted. Nobody's lived in there for years and years.
Oh.
Full of big rats.
So we'll have a rat hunt.
Oh, man, they're really having a rat hunt, too.
Yep.
He was serious.
Yeah, I don't think this guy's the joke-telling type.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Those are rats, all right.
Oh, fuck. He's just going to shoot him. Ew.
In an abandoned house, just slaying all the rats. See? Level one fucking Dragon Quest quest, dude. Or like...
This is, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you do the exact same quest in fucking Morrowind.
You do.
In
you
everything.
Do.
Yep.
Yeah, literally.
Go in the cellar and slay the rats.
Diablo, go in the cellar, slay whatever's down there.
Yeah, every all of them. The Witcher as well has a couple go slay these rats.
They're having a rat barbecue.
Hey, just like
Sis Kebab. Oh, God.
Just like Sis Kebab.
Oh, just a whole stick full of rats.
Burn all of them.
Yeah.
Pain and blood are signs of life, not death.
Did not expect that voice from that lady.
So I said, let us put it to the test. If there is fear among us, then we must get rid of it now.
That's what I mean. We're giving into all the visual stereotypes, but the voices coming out are...
is not a true member.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing to be afraid of, dear.
Well, that's patently untrue.
Take this. Doctor's orders... If you like talking about it.
Oh, Grandpa. It was horrible. I'm so ashamed.
All the more reason why I should know what happened, don't you think?
I caught him stealing a chicken.
You ain't gonna fuck these chickens, are you?
You ain't gonna. Blisters? No, pig.
Pig. Oh, you're a pig. Now we can sacrifice you.
Oh, yeah. Slice that foot up.
He's copped out. Take him up to the attic.
Take him up to the attic.
He passed out. We can't have that. He's got to be awake for it.
Dude, if you slice the bottom of my fucking feet, man.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Fucking game over, dude.
Yeah.
You're not going to walk for fucking weeks.
Yeah.
I feel the exact same way about all these bitches like, blood oath, let's fucking slash my palm of my hand.
Yeah, fuck that. Grandpa's going somewhere.
He's hunting wabbits.
What the fuck? They've hung him up now and they're just swinging him around.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you put black people in charge.
They're doing one of those spirograph things with the bloody feet.
Oh, swinging them. They're making art.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, he's going after them because they killed a chicken.
I think he's going after them because they might have raped his granddaughter.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. I forgot that was her. I forgot was the same girl.
But we can go with he's just there because of the chicken.
Listen, that chicken was important to him. You don't just take a man's chicken.
I forgot she was the same girl when she was telling him the story. Like, oh, I met this boy and he took a chicken.
These guys need to figure out suspense music.
All right, that's enough. Cut him down. We have a visitor.
We have a visitor.
Is there something you want? Are you planning on using that thing?
Yes, you son of a bitch.
Around here, we don't fool around with punks like you who attack and beat up young girls.
Your glasses are dirty. Let's clean them for you, or you'll never aim properly.
Not very good at cleaning.
No.
There you are. Nice and clean.
Oh, my God. He's going to put the broken glasses back on him.
I'm starting to think he had no intentions of cleaning those glasses.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think this was a joke.
Gramps, we want to cooperate with you.
Gramps, you could have at least shot somebody.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, dude.
Anybody.
Old people from the 70s are supposed to take, like, no shit at all.
Yeah, yeah. They should have just come in blasting.
This guy was a little too reasonable.
Yeah. Oh, and his grandkids just waiting outside for him.
Hey, you're pretty yummy for a dirty old man. Freshener, handsome.
Oh. You
stay sweet for hours.
What have you done with my grandfather?
He's inside having a groovy time. Cool it, cherub. Right here.
A cherub.
Hey, midget. Mm-hmm. Come over here.
Hey, midget.
Morris, he's just a kid.
I want to talk to you.
Kicked him in the nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, and coming at him with a stick.
Yeah, that kid don't play.
Yeah, this kid's not taking any shit.
Little drunk cherub, do you think you can handle him?
Yes.
Give us a kiss, handsome.
He's a little drunk cherub.
Yeah. It's okay, Grandpa's just drunk now.
Come back real soon. Bye.
My childhood led me to believe I'd encounter a lot more rabid dogs in my life than I have as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is just a me thing, but...
Yeah, rabid anything, really.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not a lot of rabidity in my day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Lots of acid in the woods, though.
Oh, man. Grandpa's tripping now.
He's not having a good time.
It's a bad trip.
You didn't do meth and nom, Gramps?
They're here in this room. They've got back from the grave.
This poor old man. He's the only good actor in this film, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for him.
Yeah. He's like, get out of here.
What did they give you to drink, Grandpa?
Got him seeing dead people, dude.
Yeah.
What happened to Grandpa?
Got drunk as shit.
Said they got him. Drunk. He's not drunk, stupid. He's been doped. Huh? With that stuff that they call LSD. The whole bunch take it.
What does it do, that L, whatever you call it?
Oh, no.
You really don't know anything.
Boy, you really don't know anything.
Wow.
I do think we need to bring a little bit of that back. Like, I don't know for sure because I'm not a parent and never will be, but, like, we really, really baby the kids nowadays.
Yeah.
Just remind them that they're fucking idiots. You know?
Yeah, dude.
Like, wow, you really don't know anything.
Oh, my God.
He knows how to load a shotgun.
Yeah, see, this is what I mean. This guy is self-sufficient. It's because he's been reminded. You gotta fucking learn some shit, huh?
Yeah.
Look at that fucking flashlight, dude.
I need another flashlight. I liked the fucking mallet flashlight.
The fucking mag light, dude.
Yeah, wielded as a weapon.
Yeah.
But the beam on that motherfucker? Pointless, basically.
Yeah, dull as shit, but...
It takes, like, what, 8D batteries or some shit?
It sure does. And it's going to last you about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, it's that dog.
Pete, what did you do? Mm-hmm. Nothing. Don't lie to me. What was that shot I just heard? Don't get excited.
Oh, that was so gay.
The little hand flip and everything.
I may not know about that elf stuff that makes you crazy. I know about rabies. Grandpa told me all about it.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to stay with Grandpa.
Somebody's got to get him through this trip.
Yeah, dude. He needs a spirit guide.
Right? Yeah, he does. He's seeing dead people already.
Dang, he had a rabies PSA above his sink and everything.
Yeah, he does. Okay, he knows all about
that's
rabies.
What I mean. We were really prepared for rabies as children. I was, anyway. I don't know what else other people had going on. But yeah.
Wouldn't do the same for you.
Is that a penis pump?
Hell yeah, it is.
It is a penis pump.
I'll show you, hippies.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pump your dick.
The kids gathering supplies for something.
Did you know that Q-tips were originally called baby gays?
What?
Is that true?
I think so.
Man, this kid is getting ready. He's got the penis pump, the IV bags, the gloves, yeah. Some syringes.
Yeah.
He's got a plan.
And a fucking cellar.
Yeah. Coming up from the cellar.
Q-tips, baby gays, was the original name of the cotton swab invented by Leo Gerstadvang in 1923. The name was later changed to Q-tips, and eventually baby gays was dropped.
That was a mistake. Well, if you go in there and get me a batch of baby gays.
Yeah.
I'll clean out my ears.
Yeah, dude.
What? Oh, that was supposed to be foam on the dog's mouth.
Yeah, he's a rabid dog.
I thought it was like ice. I was like, why is the dog half frozen when nothing else is frozen?
Real chilly.
It's their weird foam.
He said, you know what'll calm them hippies down? It's a fucking rabies.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
This is insane. Like, who the fuck?
This kid's got a fucking plan. And it might not be the fucking best one, but.
Well, hell no, it's not the best plan.
Good morning. Oh, he's cooking all right.
Yeah. Has the child holding something behind their back ever not looked suspicious?
She won't be here
today. Yeah.
But I can help you with some of the chores.
Especially cooking these pies.
Especially these meat pie chores.
How the fuck are you going to remember which ones you did this to? Oh, no. Shot up the meat pies with rabid dog blood.
Hell yeah. He must have thought like, it'll like kill him or something, right?
I guess.
Maybe, but like he knows all about rabies, remember?
That is true.
He should what? Know.
You eventually die.
Hey, yeah, but when you get rabies, yeah, you go fucking rabid.
We can let you have a dozen.
Why would you want these hippies going rabid?
I don't think so. Hey, don't you have anything else?
The meat pies are ready now. Hot right out of the oven. We got a special one.
Have you seen those videos of people with rabies and they're like scared of water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
All right, we take the meat pies.
Hydrophobia.
Yummy.
No, let me.
We'll make a baker out of you yet, Pete.
Nope, I'm going to be a veterinarian.
Nope.
Yeah. He doesn't want to be a baker.
Yeah, how about you shut your mouth, bitch?
Mildred's Bakery. Yes, Dr. Banner.
We got Dr. Oates and Dr. Banner.
Yeah.
What happens if a human gets rabies?
They go insane and die. Why do you ask?
Well.
Funny story.
What had happened was...
I like how he asks after he shoots the meat pies up.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Slurp the meat pies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Why is she using her hands?
Dude, that girl's like really hot, but so fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's too hot.
I think she is, like...
I think she's hot. Maybe not.
It's that weird
Dang,
kind of
the
hot.
Balls on that rat. If I could ever see her, like, being fucking normal for a second.
I don't think we're going to get that.
How do you feel?
I'll live.
Listen, Sylvia, I'm awful sorry for what happened. Honest, I...
A lot of good that does now.
I wish I would have seen what happened to her.
Leave that idiot group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're no damn good anyhow.
Probably got removed.
Or, like, yeah.
Well, how'd you get mixed up with them in the first place?
Kicks, that's all.
Some kicks.
Like, I don't know if I just wasn't fucking paying attention, but I didn't see a fucking thing.
No, it didn't show.
Satan, I guess you don't believe in God.
I don't know. That's a fact, Sylvia.
Can you believe in Satan and not believe in God? Is this bitch stupid?
Very funny.
This guy is just a menace.
Yeah. He's the firstborn. He's the firstborn son of Satan. I knew that wig was terrible. I don't know why she's fucking got it on.
Yeah.
Not the weather.
He's Capricorn.
Spirit of evil that's gotten into you.
I got a pain in my gut. What does that mean?
Cramps.
Devil's cramps, huh?
He comes in mysterious
Devil's
ways.
Devil's cramps, hell yeah. None of
us. This is so fucking horse. Weird.
The food must have been spoiled.
Yeah, the show are anxious to unload those meat pies off on us.
Wait a minute.
Well, we raped his granddaughter and dosed the granddad.
Trying to get even with us for last night.
Maybe.
What's up with this damn subplot?
I don't know.
All right, well, pick up a new can of moose on the way. You used all of it this morning.
I think the rabies is setting in. Uh-huh. What the fuck?
I know. Good God. Really fucking his stomach up.
Yeah, what the hell was that? I haven't been skinny in a while, so I can't relate.
That didn't seem crazy to me.
Yeah, I was like, I think he was just really sucking his stomach in.
Yeah, because if I lay down and suck in, I look like a fucking creature.
Yeah.
And I'm not even skinny like I used to be.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, the death card.
Is a misappropriation of the tarot death card. It doesn't actually mean that.
Mm-hmm.
About to sacrifice somebody?
Yeah, she said, oh, I drew the death card. Now we have to sacrifice this guy.
The guy that got his feet sliced up?
I think so.
Yeah.
Fuck this music, dude.
Oh my God. That guy immediately went to just murder everybody. The rest of them are still just having stomach cramps.
Well, he's already exhibited the proclivity anyhow, I think.
Yeah.
He got put in charge for 2 seconds. He was chopping up feet. So.
Yeah. Oh, look, even Horace is like, oh shit, he killed that guy.
He said, well, so it begins.
Very symmetrical puncture wounds on that chest. Good job.
On the eve of destruction,
stabbing guy. I don't know any of these people's names.
I don't either.
Well, our token black guy is going on a murder spree.
Yeah, he just walked in with the axe and started trying to smash. Yeah, she did.
God damn it.
Oh, are we about to have a duel?
With the sword and the axe.
What are you taking that duel? The axe or the rapier? I'm thinking axe, but
yeah,
rapier's got the reach though, dude. That thing was
it
fucking
does have
long.
The reach, but uh-huh. Is it actually sharp?
That I don't know.
You know?
Oh my God! He cut the guy's leg off and is chasing the girl around with it now.
It's a fun time.
Yeah.
Little game of footsie.
See, she was smart. She just got back in her car and got the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Don't go back for those girls. She's a pregnant lady walking down the street. Don't feel bad for.
It's like a fucking sci-fi smoke alarm or something, dude.
It is an irritating sound.
It is, yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah, kid, you don't answer the door. Grandpa answers the door with the gun.
Fucking boomstick.
Yeah. These are crazy
I don't
times.
Of the two of them, I've only seen one successfully use it. So.
I know.
This is Nash. We're just sitting down to 7. Won't you join us?
I've got to use your phone. I must reach Roger.
Dang, I think I've been confusing that lady for the granddaughter.
Yeah, me too.
No, turn the light out.
It's okay.
Then you got window lights?
What are you doing here?
That's what I was thinking. The what?
Yeah. Did he eat those pies?
No, he shoved his to the side.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, a couple of them did not eat the pies.
Yeah, some girls really will just fuck on anything, huh?
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, Andy is not the one.
Yeah, dude. He got that girl raped. Why is she still dealing with that guy?
I don't know.
Because he said he was going to leave the group. He's sorry. And leave one of the boys with her until I can get there. Here, better take this. The damn men are going.
That's serious, huh? I'm not sure.
This must be a town in the middle of nowhere. Well, the population was only 40, so that makes sense. The damn men are also the lawmen.
I'm thinking like North California or like.
Can a population of 40 be considered a town?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't even think it's a town. Like,
listen, there's one called Juan almost in Kansas. It's like 90 something people.
Yeah.
Like,
and I know because my stepdad was the fucking mayor for a little bit.
This is like fucking perfection in Tremors. It's like just like three houses.
The colored boy Rollo, you remember?
Yes.
Killed poor Shelley tonight. He stabbed him 10 times. I was there, I saw it. Then he came after me. If they catch me, they'll kill me.
Remember when you got me raped?
You wanna fuck about it?
Yeah. Stay here tonight.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Should I report it to the fuzz or what?
There's a sheriff at Cheyenne Springs.
I don't know. Did you report my rape?
And if I do, how much do I involve myself?
There's a sheriff in the town 8 miles away. We can go report it to him. Man, you are. Yeah, it's not working.
Well, so I guess in the context of being raised in a town of 40, maybe I kind of get it.
My car is right over here.
Yeah, I guess.
New dick.
Come along with that flashlight, will you,
Pete? Yeah.
You know? But I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah. Because this town's not that small, and I've ran through this bitch. Don't touch it. Howdy who?
Yeah. Well, they're going to stop for that. She doesn't have any pants on.
You ever smelled an unwashed pussy, boys?
Where you heading?
Valley Hills.
Give the girl a lift?
Hop in the back.
There you go, baby!
They bang in the back of that truck all the way there?
No.
Oh.
Somebody's living here, all right.
Hell yeah.
Shit!
What? Fuck these sound effects, man. Look.
Jesus.
Yeah, this is...
Get out of here.
Missing a leg, Jim.
Get the body.
Get a hold of yourself. Hold it. Look at Bud. We were told to check this place out, right? Well, I ain't doing it alone. Come on.
Headphone warning. If you thought the sound effects so far were grating, wait until you hear this.
Hell yeah. Love this buzzing, dude. Fuck it. Yeah. Get louder. I still have a few points of hearing left. Keep it coming. Fuck yeah. Focus on what's happening in this movie
now,
dude. Bo took his headphones off.
Straight to fucking jail. Straight to jail.
Yeah.
Death to them all.
I know. This is terrible.
It just gets worse.
I know. Oh my god. The fucking guts that just fell out of there when he stabbed him.
Oh, a roll in the hay.
Yeah.
What about What about Hay and the Pussy?
Yeah.
It can't be as bad as like sand, right?
Nothing's as bad as sand.
Yeah. I wouldn't think so.
I hate sand. So coarse. Gets everywhere.
It gets everywhere. Hay's got to be a little stabby though, so.
But yeah, pokey pokey pussy pussy. Pussy pokey.
They're coming in the barn.
They're coming in the barn.
The barn.
They gotta pick an accent, man.
Yeah, dude, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't fucking put a finger on any of these people, man. It's crazy.
Well, neither can they. I don't know about these damn guys.
Yeah, they're almost worse than the hippies.
Uh-huh.
And kind of dicks, man.
Oh, please don't leave me alone. Take me.
You guys miss station wagons?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I love one, dude.
Yeah.
Give me that wood grain shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going rabid.
She's
more man butt.
Whoa, what the fuck was that?
I don't know, but they gotta give it up with the soundboard.
Oh, she bit him, huh?
I love the feet slapping on the fucking floor.
Mm-hmm.
That depends on the Constitution. But it's a blessing what? When it comes.
What?
That depends on the Constitution.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You gotta look it up in the Constitution.
This virus is bound to cause unthinkable complications.
Shit's about to get complicated.
Yeah.
Sit down. Come on. Well, she don't know better. She's a mute.
What am I standing here for?
Okay.
The least I can do is get you two something to eat.
Oh, anything.
Why did they wait till now to establish that she's defective?
Yeah.
We've been known. It's not her fault. She's mute. Which mm-hmm. also means real fucking stupid.
She doesn't know any better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's one hell of a fucking knife, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not her fault. She's mute.
Uh-huh.
Whatever she is ethereal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's got the alien beauty thing you were talking about last week.
She does.
We're in for a hell of a lot of trouble this
like
morning.
Like a fairy.
What is it? You better come with me and see for yourself.
I was like, she kind of has
down here.
Similarities to the first, well, the soon-to-be first lady again.
Oh.
Oh, Melania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't remember where she's from, but...
That. She's Russian.
Is
Russian
it?
Motherfucking spy, dude.
It is Russian, huh?
The damn boy's got rabies.
Jesus Christ!
She fucked all them boys. It's an STD at this point.
Uh-huh.
Come on, we'll be much safer down at the quarry. Come on!
One of them had, like, a fucking fantasy sword.
Yeah.
Oh.
He just fell the fuck down.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, he said, get in the water.
Oh, yeah. They're yeah. scared of water.
Okay, yeah. Good That's, thinking.
Yeah. It's a good plan.
Oh, his moose is giving up.
Yeah. Should've got that Dapper Dan.
Snake farm?
Yep.
No, thank you.
Yeah. It's only a quarter to go in, though.
Wow, did you see the spelling?
Yeah.
Honey, no.
Somebody
yeah.
tried their best, man.
We're somewhere off the beaten path.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. He's. You can just open the enclosure and go in.
Those snakes are cool, man.
Yeah, they are.
They're really nice, too.
Yeah, hopefully he's not going to do anything fucked up to the snake.
He's going to eat that fucking snake.
Well, something's going to go awry.
Speaking. Parcel tongue.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you! What the hell do you think you're doing?
Oh, wow.
Coming out in his long johns.
Oh, God. No.
You can't move like this out in nature and fucking expect me to take you seriously.
It was... What was Honey. That?
That was a...
That was a jaunt?
Oh, man.
A prance?
Yeah.
Oh, his dentures fell out.
His dentures fell out. The snake's going to put him in its mouth.
We're going to see a snake wearing dentures.
Wait, did he die? What?
I don't know. That was so ridiculous.
He just fell over.
Yeah.
Well, elder fags, known for their lack of resilience.
Yeah. Once they lose the dentures, it's over. Oh, there's the black
guy. We haven't seen him in a while, I don't think. He's just been in the woods with his axe.
Yeah, he's...
just prowling.
Just doing woodsman things.
Being a black creep.
Oh, man.
We got off.
See, how come COVID wasn't more like this?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what's wrong, bitch?
Honey, I'm so desperate.
Don't you know?
What?
I mean, you've got rabies. You're contaminated. The whole group has it.
Rabies? You mean like dogs?
Almost exactly like that.
God. Yeah. Especially considering it came from dog blood.
Help me get me to a hospital. I'm all alone.
I thought she didn't fuck with the pie.
She ate some of hers. Oh. She ate some of it, then she gave it to somebody else.
Why does she insist on wearing that wig?
I don't know.
Well, I just don't know what she's got going on in her life.
Oh, baby.
You set out in the world, you think you're going to have the devil's baby.
Yeah.
And, oh, true.
Instead, you just get rabies in the woods. So.
Found a mysterious rope.
Never hold you.
Yeah.
If this is to be a hanging.
That is a very convenient rope.
Oh, oh. Man. It's,
but it's tied to a stake.
Tied to a wooden stake, yeah.
Poke the belly. Yeah, do it. Do it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Stabbed herself in the stomach.
Yeah.
Fuck every noise that happens in this movie when something happens.
I know. The sound design is psycho.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Maybe it's not so bad, like, listening to it, like, on your TV or something, but in headphones,
no, I guarantee
dude,
that I would hate this regardless of what it's coming out of.
It is fucking...
Yeah, this like schizo alarm sound happening. I don't know about her.
Yeah.
I know it is a testament to the time because even like TV shows and stuff love shit like this.
The way he looked so scared when he got to that water. Now he's running away.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
He looked like Dave Chappelle during the crackhead.
Uh-huh, that's exactly what he looked like.
Tyrone Biggums.
Yeah.
Oh, here she is. I wondered what had become of her.
Yeah.
She's got shit going on.
Yeah, she does.
She's got her ancestors.
Yeah, she's got her little dagger. What is this walk?
Oh, I hope he just ran her the fuck over. Nope, by me. No, I wasn't being strange.
Seeing as how she's like a stereotypical like Chinese mystical lady, I expected her to do kung fu by this point.
Well, I also didn't expect her to sound like the most ill person one there.
Yeah.
You know?
Lock all the doors and windows and don't let anybody in. Anybody. Can't be sure who's been contaminated.
And also, just for a good measure, let's throw out the meat pies.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure I can get through.
I don't think I'm going to be eating any more of you.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Barring up the doors.
Yeah, but...
Miss Wong don't give a fuck.
Yeah, she's got gas.
I was about to say, but there's also some conflicting, like, motives happening for the...
Oh, here comes Nightwolf.
This movie is so garbage.
Die!
What?
Excuse me?
I know. What that the was fuck?
Weird. Oh, she's gonna do the monk burn her own fucking. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. My ancestors didn't run opium dens here for the past 200 years for me to die at your hands, you hick.
Yeah, she just set herself on fire.
I'm taking the Oriental Express to hell.
And this dude's still chasing them with an axe. Why was he able to run through that puddle?
That right there is a track start.
Wow.
It's like they just forget the other people are there. They just want to kill each other.
Are we finally going to get the duel?
They should have just fucked ages ago. Yeah. This the fuck over with. Sorry, all out of meat pies. Okay, the sound design has really just fucking left the chat. That was like two different laughs happening.
Yeah, it was.
See, that's another thing. Rapier's like stabby, and I don't know. I think I'm going axe. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, okay, if this guy was, like, using it right.
Yeah, there's that to contend with as well, I suppose.
You could make him keep his distance. Yeah, you stab him.
You could definitely outreach an axe.
And that thing's, like, yeah, like, fucking 4 feet long, dude. He's, like, using it like a regular-ass sword.
Oh, my God. So that other lady won't open the door for them because they said don't trust anyone. Anybody could be infected.
The damn guys are hot.
And yeah, the damn guys are coming up on the granddaughter and grandson.
Ah, dead goat.
And they have their dead goat with them, yeah, just dragging it along. They're really blasting.
Hell yeah.
They're going through the ammo.
And we get to see every single reload, which...
Yeah, we do.
Taking out unspent shells.
Hold your fire! Hell yeah.
Hold your fire after they've already shot fucking 1,000 rounds.
Oh, it's dark now, too. They listen.
They've been shooting for a long time.
Mildred. It was fucking high noon. Just about 2 seconds ago.
Okay, Petey boy, come on. That's okay.
Petey boy.
Come on, Sylvia.
Right. Don't be a dick to me now, man.
There we go. Okay, thank you very much.
Bet you know a lot about rabies now, don't you, Petey boy?
Oh, incidentally, Roger, you better get a hold of Mrs. Nash right away. She's got to be inoculated.
Right.
Yeah, she did get ate up. This is going to be sexy.
Yeah. Hell yeah, it is.
This is going to be sexy.
We'll
yeah.
see, I guess.
Oh, I'm so hot. Oh.
And you're also glistening.
What a damn nightmare.
Why He's are we fucking so beautiful?
Yeah, damn, dude. Mm-hmm. Real hot after you've been in a gunfight, dude. Damn. So that was I Drink Your Blood. What'd you think about the movie?
It wasn't great. I guess I didn't hate it. It wasn't really gory. Kind of like cut away from all the real gore parts. Fucking sound was terrible though. So there's that.
I wish we could have watched the X-rated version. I'm assuming maybe we would have seen more the gory stuff in the X-rated version.
Yeah.
But
I really do want to watch it now so I can compare, like,
yeah,
it's different.
I know. Let's see if we can find it. But, you know, all in all, I thought it was a pretty fun movie. It's just, you know, cheesy kind of grindhouse movie. Yeah. And I really like the kind of premise of it. A kid feeds rabid dog blood and meat pies to a bunch of satanic hippies. What's not to love?
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like a kid that doesn't know about rabies would do that. A kid that says he knows all about rabies would understand that that's a bad fucking plan.
All he knows is, you know, rabies can kill you. And...
but it makes you crazy first.
I'm pretty sure he's just going off the flyer that's hanging above his bathroom sink for some reason. And so he probably...
You did the best with the information you got.
Yeah, he doesn't have all the details. But yeah, dude, the sound design during like all the kills, it was just...
Anytime anything suspenseful was happening.
I'm going to leave it in the podcast. I mean, you're going to have to hear everything. But I've lost points of hearing from this movie. And maybe it's not as bad. Maybe when you're watching on like a TV or something, but in it's headphones.
I did have to take the headphones off for the tornado siren type, yeah, like almost fucking.
Yeah, there's a scene where the freaking dam workers are walking up the stairs, and there's a hangman's noose, and it's a tense moment, I guess. And it's just this buzz, and it gets louder and louder and louder. And, like, you can't even focus on what's happening in the movie because your ears are just getting fucking wrecked.
I took one of my headphones off.
How many headphones you got on?
You know, I just moved one ear off. Jeez.
One can. You took off a can.
Yeah.
Well, she's not doing the can.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of a fun movie.
It was fine. It was almost exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
Everyone was a terrible actor.
Most of them, yeah.
About what I expected too.
Yeah. So maybe Grandpa and the mute girl.
Grandpa was great. Maybe the mute. Hard to fuck up being a mute.
Yeah.
When your whole gig is to stand there and look pretty and you're that pretty.
Mm-hmm. A lot of dead animals in this one that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
A lot of dead animals.
I guess you see the chicken get killed.
Yeah, we get chickens, a sis kebab.
Of rats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they fucked them rats up.
They were dragging a fucking goat.
We didn't see them kill it, but yeah, they're dragging a goat that has its throat slit.
So the animal deaths are on full display.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not to the level of our cannibal movies, but
yeah, we're not a cannibal Holocaust, but we're at like cannibal genocide.
Yeah.
What's worse, a genocide or a Holocaust? Should we get the UN on this? Yeah. I know they like to decide what a genocide is.
Yeah, we'd have to ask.
I want to say genocide, but maybe I don't
even. I feel like genocide's worse.
Maybe I don't really know what a Holocaust is.
Well, we only have the one. Yeah. We only have the one, right?
Yeah.
I liked it. Except for everyone's accent was really stupid.
Yeah. Some strange
changing.
The transatlantic thing is like sort of a staple of the time, but they couldn't decide what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So every time anyone said anything, it was different.
Yeah. Probably the worst offender was when that chick was like, oh, they're coming for the Bourne.
The Bourne. Yeah, I was like, honey,
Nobody says it like that ever. The board?
That was pretty rough. That was rough. Yeah, that one was rough.
Oh, man.
But all in all, for what it is, I really liked it. Just a fun, cheesy movie. You know, I think I could recommend it. I mean, it's not, you know, hardcore by any means, but it's fun. I would like to get my hands on the rated X version.
We didn't do a whole lot of Satanism.
No.
No, it was kind of front loaded, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Get that one little ritual at the very beginning.
Uh-huh.
And
then, you know, they were trying to sacrifice their friend.
Yeah.
I
still don't know how Satan feels about chicken sacrifices.
Satan's just happy to be included, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's so strange because, like, actual Satanists, like the churches of Satan, it's really not like a, it's not a violent thing. It's more like about, we are our own gods. Let's appreciate ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Modern day Satanists are all in all pretty cool.
Maybe the
dudes.
Most decent cults.
Yeah.
Ironically.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was going to join anything, I guess it would be the Satanists.
I think so. Because I also think I'm a god. A golden god.
Yeah. I'm also leaning towards Hellenistic. I'm just trying to bring back the Greek gods.
You want, listen, I'm all about some Greek shit.
Yeah. You know,
cover me in cum and stick me in a temple.
There's a fucking shit ton to choose from. And
yeah.
If
yeah.
one fucks you over, you got fucking, I don't know, 10 others that you could worship.
Yeah. I wanna do some Temple of Aphrodite type activities. I want to jack guys off and eat grapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Dionysus, dude, you love them.
Yeah.
Party animal.
I want to wear flowing gowns.
Hell yeah.
But with my dick out.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's all I want.
All right, Lisa.
Yeah.
Give me your star rating and your what the fuck moment.
Yeah, I was just thinking about this. I don't
Good.
Have a what the fuck moment. I can't think of a what the fuck moment. I think my star rating is going to be 3 stars. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with 3 stars.
All right.
My what the fuck moment.
Lisa is just a tempest in the star rating department. I love that there's no way for me to guess.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
At all.
Yeah, because when she said, I kind of liked it, I thought we were going to be in the 1.5s.
So did I. Historically.
I was going to do 2.5, and then I decided to bump it up to 3.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's just a cheesy freaking movie.
Yeah, it delivers on what it is.
So I can't really like hate it. What the fuck moment though? That's a hard one. My what the fuck moment's just gonna have to be that horrible fucking long drawn out siren sound that we talked about in the scene where they're taking the guy up to hang him by the noose. Where, you know, me and Bo both had to like take off our headphones.
And because it started out as just grating and then it actively progressed to like.
Yeah.
Active nuisance.
Louder and louder. Just when you think it's the loudest it's going to get, it gets fucking louder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Audio terrorism.
Yeah.
For real.
Took place here.
Yeah.
I think Geneva should be involved.
Yeah, it was bad.
I think we should put some sanctions in place.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, and I think that's my biggest fucking negative on the movie is just the fucking sounds. Anytime, you know, like some gore shit would happen, they just fuck your ears with sounds.
Bo, what's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
I didn't like it. But it's like, it's that type of film, though. It is what it is type of film. So I guess I'll give it. No, we're going to go like 2 stars. Yeah, I think the sound design was just a testament to like sort of amateur filmmaking. I think I liked the plot in theory. It got sort of, we went nonsensical real fast.
Yeah.
Which is also kind of fine for this kind of movie, but it's just, maybe it's just not for me. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know why Rabies turns Midwestern Asian mystics into like self. What's that called when you set yourself?
Immolating.
Immolation. Yeah. I don't know why it drives some to that and others to like pack mentality, just brutalist endeavors.
Yeah.
Which like we can't really get it. It's not that deep. I know.
But. I think it was just because of that monk that set himself on fire. I only know about it because of the self-titled Rage Against the Machine album cover. So thanks for that, Rage Against the Machine.
Banger band.
This
predates that by a significant amount, though, right?
I don't know when the actual monks set themselves on fire.
Well, so the monks, that's a traditional act of
they just do it all the time.
Protest. I wouldn't say it's like on a, you know, oh, there's another monk this week. I don't think it was like that, but it is like a traditional. There are several accounts historically of monks using that as a form of protest.
Okay. I didn't even know they were down with gasoline.
Listen, monks have their ways, I guess. I'm not sure.
What do monks need gas for? How do they get it?
Girl, I don't really understand the point of...
I don't understand monks. Yeah.
That's not a thing I can relate with.
They walk up...
I understand wanting to live in a mountain and be unbothered.
Yeah, they walk up a lot of stairs, and for some reason, they love goat jizz, according to a Serbian film.
Yeah, but they also have like varying degrees of like vows of chastity and listen, one thing you can depend on me to do is come.
Right.
And
yeah, dude, there's probably all kinds of like weird sex scandals going on up in the mountains, dude, and we just don't know about it.
Oh yeah, those monks are butt fucking.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because they also take vows of silence. Yeah. So they can't talk about their
rape. Why do they do that?
Because one guy 5,000 years ago was really fucking irritating.
They figured it out. They see what's going on in the Catholic Church and they're like, everybody shut the fuck up.
Yeah, we can't they can't find out if none of us say shit.
No words.
Yeah. Just walking around with hard dicks and flowing robes. Full of goat jizz. and man jizz. I don't know. Not for me. My what the fuck moment.
I like how I can make my eyebrows disappear in my glasses. Like, I have no eyebrows. And then I do.
I can kind of.
And then I don't. And then I do. What's your what the fuck moment, Bo?
I don't even know if I like you people.
I'm pretty cool.
I don't know.
Stop it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I felt like there wasn't really a lot of choices for what the fuck moments.
I don't know.
Chris, I'm going to hit you if you don't quit.
Hit me.
Call him daddy when you do it. I can't recall a single thing that happened this entire film.
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck moments are hard on this one, man. There is the whole meat pie situation. I think
that. Well, I was thinking about that, and then I was like, I think you're having a harder time with meat pies than I am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Irish of it all. I don't know.
Oh, there's also the penis pump.
What was going on with that penis pump?
Yeah,
he
like,
pulled it out.
Came into play.
No. Just pulled it out for a second, gave it a few pumps,
put it in his bag.
Yeah. And put it in his bag, yeah.
Well, maybe that's what he was actually going out to the woods to do. And then, you know,
Just found Rabies the dog.
Just happened. Yeah. The opportunity struck.
Because.
Oh, he was going to. Yeah, he was going to come in their pies.
He said, I got something for them pies. And then he's like, or rabies.
Yeah, because the syringe he used to get the blood was way smaller than that glass fucking vial.
And he displayed the syringe that going into the bag as well. Uh-huh. Have you ever seen someone use one of those?
No.
It's wild.
Does it work?
Ish. But it's also not like a, and now my penis is bigger forever situation.
No.
It's
like you got you got 5 minutes, right?
Yeah. And also, depending on how big your dick is, you might need to take a nap. You know?
I have a feeling it kind of works like, you know, like those people that were like sucking on cups to make their lips bigger.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Then, like, it's the same.
Like blows their fucking lips out. You can pull your fucking dick out, probably. Probably. Shouldn't now you got fucking
floppy. Imagine being hard and floppy. Saggy dick skin. Nobody wants to suck a saggy dick.
Man. Yeah, dude.
I don't have a what the fuck moment. I think we're going to, I think my what the fuck moment is the very beginning where we combine for some reason like Satanism. Uh-huh.
I'm a Capricorn.
Esoteric Zodiacism. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't, because like this is all esoteric. But they're not all related.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also never comes up again.
Yeah.
Except for maybe when the Midwest Asian princess pulls out a tarot card.
Yeah.
Which is also not necessarily related. But,
yeah.
So I think I'm going with the beginning. We started off with a bang and then it never was mentioned again.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Satanism of it all was pretty weak.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, they might have mentioned it a couple of times.
Like, yeah, they mentioned being sons of Satan. They're like, oh, yeah, the Satan cramps. Uh-huh. Or,
yeah.
What was that shit? You got the devil cramps.
Yeah. Don't know. Sounds like a bad time, though.
Yeah, it was weird.
Would like to say it angled me towards expecting a lot more nudity that didn't actually happen. So I was disappointed.
Did you say 2 stars, Bo?
I did.
Okay. I was like, I didn't write it down.
And like, I can guarantee you that the X-rated version probably isn't any better, but like, I just keep thinking like the X-rated version's probably fucking crazy.
Well, I know it's not. I know it's not. It's the same practical effects and stuff. And for me, that was because they're so goofy, man.
Yeah.
The only things, the worst things were like the dead animals.
Yeah,
dude.
Well,
doesn't take a lot to fucking make a dead animal disconcerting, you know.
Classic old school move, I guess.
Why don't you kill that goat over there? That'll fuck him up.
Yeah,
you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
What about you, Chris? What's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
Okay, now I'm pretty sure Lisa and I have lined up at some point in our lives. I'm going to give this one 3 stars.
Okay.
So you have it would be nice to know that you've agreed on something in your lives.
Yeah.
You have 3 children.
We don't agree on those either.
Well, you agree that one's a huge dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. I don't know. I almost want to do 3.5. I think, you know, in the year 2025, I'm going to try to fucking start rating shit higher, man. I need to, you know, stop being such a
fucking... I didn't hate it. That's why 2 stars feels like a dick move, but I didn't love it.
You know, I don't know star ratings. I don't know how to do them. I think, basically...
You just do whatever feels right.
From what I've gathered, 2 stars is fucking bad. There is no 1 star. 2 star is 1 star. And so on and so forth.
No, I've definitely got 1 star.
Not for me.
I was going to say, I like a good 1 star. This one wasn't that bad.
I'm going 3 stars. I lost a few points of hearing from this one, and you know, at this point in my life, it is kind of whatever, but I do need to preserve what I have.
Why? Just to hear you, Lisa's yapping?
Yeah, well, I've already tuned that out, so that's not really a big deal anymore. My what the fuck moment is going to be when the little boy, I'm assuming his name is Petey.
I could not fucking tell you.
I think his name's Peter.
Petey's with that fucking dick cop.
The little boy who fucking poisoned the meat pies. He's like, yo, I don't know very much about that L word, but I do know a lot about rabies. And then he walks to his bathroom, and there is a rabies flyer sitting over his sink that I'm assuming he reads literally every day, and that is his rabies information. Why does he have that over his sink?
I don't know.
It's apparently a prolific thing in this area.
Yeah.
I guess from the wildlife, I'm not sure. But you can't tell me the town of 40 has like a great library. So like you're gonna read what you got to read.
True, yeah. I mean, okay. Usually in a bathroom above the sink is a mirror. In this house, it's a rabies flyer.
Well, was that even the bathroom though? Because that looked like a you come in and take your boots off and clean your kill tech room.
Oh shit, really?
It was the type of sink that made me feel that way, because they don't really show the rest of the room necessarily, except for the shelf full of penis pumps and other varied accoutrement.
Yeah, there's no telling, man. I mean, those old houses are crazy. They got mud rooms.
Yeah,
that's mud room. That was what I was trying
to think of. Mud
room. Yeah.
Okay, either way, dude, why is there a rabies flyer in the mud room?
Gots to have that info available.
Yeah. So
shit, apparently. Damn.
Yeah. They left out the part about meat pies on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking meat pies, man. I kind of want one, though.
I can make... Listen, look... Meat pies, the ones I'm most familiar with are actually, like, Native American-like meat pies, like the ones I was describing. I'll make us meat pies. I learned how to make that type of shit from Lenora.
You take like a torta, split it open, throw some meat in there. It's a meat pie.
Yeah, what you do is you make like the mix. It's usually basically just like taco meat is what it equates to. And you can put whatever you want in that pretty much.
Okay. Well, like
when you just fry it basically.
When you say meat pie, I mean, it's just so vague, right? It could be anything in that pie.
Well, there is just anything on there. And regionally, meat pie can mean a completely fucking different experience.
If I bite into a fucking meat pie and it's like fucking tilapia or some shit.
Well, that
straight to jail.
Be a fish pie.
Straight to jail.
It's a meat pie.
You hand me a fucking pie with fish in it. I like fish. You give me a fucking pie with fish in it. Yeah. I'm calling the local authorities. We're all ending up on a list.
That's a meat pie, though, right?
That does count.
Lisa, how spicy is this movie?
Well, this movie is a meat pie.
Oh, yeah.
Shot up with rabid dog blood.
Okay. Okay.
That's what this movie is.
How would you describe that flavor profile?
It's probably pretty gross.
Can't be great.
Yeah. That pregnant lady didn't like it.
Those meat pies seem like they were already cooked, and that kid just fucking straight injected blood in there.
Red drops on the fucking top of one of them crusts.
Yeah. Like, you didn't even cook the blood.
Yeah.
Because it's worth mentioning... Think of the reddest red you've ever seen in your life, and that's every type of blood presented in this film is the reddest red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic 70s fucking red paint blood.
Mm-hmm. Garbage.
Yeah. Bo, how spicy is this movie for you?
We're going to go like vanilla pudding, but it's like a bread pudding, like a vanilla bread pudding with baked fish in it.
Okay.
Hell yeah, okay.
Because I didn't particularly find it spicy, but it didn't digest well.
Yeah.
What about you, Christopher? How spicy was this film?
This film right here is a stuffed crust jalapeno pineapple pizza.
Did you guys like those Pringles?
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't eat any of them.
They're still on the counter.
I was going to say, I'll bring more. I've got more.
All that's left to do is slot this movie in on our leaderboard. This leaderboard is where we rank our personal favorite movies that we've covered on this podcast. So, Lisa, where does I Drink Your Blood fall in on your leaderboard?
I don't like where I have He Never Dies. I feel like that's really strange.
Listen, this is something else we visited in the last podcast. Mm-hmm. The nonsense that is your leaderboard.
Yeah. No, I have He Never Dies way too high because it should not be above August Underground or a Serbian film.
I agree wholeheartedly.
I think it should go down too. That's all I'm saying.
He Never Dies is a fucking great movie.
Not better than August Underground.
All right.
Or a Serbian film. Anyway, I Drink Your Blood is going to have to go. I think it's going to have to go in my new 16th slot under a Serbian film and above Flesh Games.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
No, I think that's exactly where mine's going. 16, I think.
All right, Bo, where's it going to go on your leaderboard?
Well, should it go above or below Metal Veins?
I feel like I could probably throw this on.
This is like a good time gal, and it Black is. Metal Veins is like something else.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I guess it's got to go above Metal Veins. So yeah, 16 slot as well.
Give it a 2, right?
Yeah.
I did. I was just thinking, I was like, this is getting disparate.
I know.
I'm losing it.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Mine still looks more coherent than yours, though.
Yeah.
There's a couple notches where it's like, oh, veered left there, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, my leaderboard's fucked up, too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ours is remarkably similar, though.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm fucking doing August Underground dirty right now.
Well, where's mine?
You got
way up there.
Mine's significantly higher than yours. Oh, yeah. Well, because that one
fucking 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best found footage film I think I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the benchmark for that.
Yeah.
No, genre, right. For me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gave it a 4, but it's on number 20. I think I would watch this before I'd watch Cannibal Ferox again. So I'm going to make I Drink Your Blood my new number 19. Pretty damn good movie. I think we could recommend it. It's a fun, fucking wacky movie. All right, guys. It's fucking our pick for next week's movie. Do you guys got anything in the chamber?
What?
It's our pick.
I thought you said we had like 60 fucking...
Yeah,
but we're doing recommendation and then our pick and then recommendation and then our pick.
I see.
I have a movie.
Good. Well, what movie did you want to do?
Okay, I've been saying I want to do something fucking nasty, disgusting. I want to get fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do Terrible Meal.
Terrible Meal?
Yeah.
Well, Baked Fish comes to mind.
Terrible Meal, yeah. Terrible Meal from 1995. Vomiting, fetish, pornography, sadism, Japan. I think this one's going to be pretty fucking nasty. I don't really know much about it.
Man, I've gotten so used to these underwear that, like, separate your balls from your penis that when I wear regular underwear, it's like a disaster going on down here.
Dude, you got the underwear with the little nutsack pocket?
Obsessed with them, yeah.
Are they cool?
Absolutely. Highly recommend.
Okay.
Now, when I wear the regular ones, because I got home and changed real quick, I've just got dick on balls again, like a fucking peasant. I don't know.
Damn. Okay. Damn. I gotta try them.
Yeah, they're nice. It keeps everything nice and like airy and snug, and I don't feel like, you know, because every now and then your dick decides, oh, we're gonna go left.
Yeah.
And so no more of that.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Highly recommend.
Okay. Okay.
This dick and balls all in one little pouch. How did we live like this for so long?
I know. I don't know if I can taste those. I don't know if I can taste those fruits, Bo, because, you know, yeah, I'm never going to be able to go back.
It's rough. That's what I'm saying. I've spoiled myself, and now I'm like, can't wear
regular ass fucking underwear.
It's fucking, yeah, it's not great. I don't like it.
Okay, I can't find a trailer for Terrible Meal. I want to get fucking wrecked, you know what I mean?
I guess go for it. I guess you pick. Because like I said, my two main picks are things that you don't want to do right now. And my other one is called Sweet Movie. And all the comments I read were like, this is the most fucked up movie I ever watched, you know? But then I kind of skimmed through it today and it doesn't seem that fucked up at all.
Yeah, people say this.
Everything I ever look up on anything we've ever watched, all the comments are like, this is the most fucked up thing I ever watched.
Yeah, people say that about fucking Solo.
Yeah.
Well, I know, that's why it's like, I don't remember it being all that.
Sweet Movie was included with things like Solo. Yeah.
I mean, okay. We'll definitely have to do it eventually. But what are some of the other movies you want to do?
I have Sweet Movie, Martyrs, I Spit on Your Grave, and then that Liver Leaf movie that we saw on that one trailer.
Cool.
It did look pretty fucking cool. Yeah. Blood on the Snow always looks fucking cool.
Yeah, it does, man. It sure does.
Okay. Next week, I think we got a fucking rough one coming, dude. We're going to do Terrible Meal. Now, I don't really know anything about this movie. I know it's kind of like a fetish type movie. I don't know if it's really gonna have any cinematic value. From what I understand, it's really just kind of like a gross out sort of thing. I'm gonna have my barf bucket handy, because I think if any movie's gonna make me puke, it will probably be that one. I'm a little bit nervous for it. But anyway, we'll find out next week on What the Fuck Are You Watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as Instant Noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.